Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. The DAG. LA. West Coast. All day. Tired of the bullshit. The bitches. The haters. All of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Push. Let's keep it going. Yeah. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use DDT to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no backup. I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, you want your Facebook link. Spending all this money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have, gotta make that get.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Come on,
you get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that I never did.
You get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb lady, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step in game. I'll be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week, my woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See you there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta make that get.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
You get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it, I do it better.
I'm gonna
get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that I never did.
You get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it, I do it better. You gotta back it up when
it's
time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey, baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom. Looking so good, eyes
popping.
Looking like a cartoon.
Pop,
pop, mouth
popping.
Burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jingling. Titty sitting upright, sooty smooth. Dagger don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waited long enough so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you satellite, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a cheddar. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta make that
good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
Come on, elephant, keep drinking. Damn, I wonder how drunk he needs to be to make sweet love to the pig. Damn it, this is never gonna work.
Hello, children. I thought I'd check and see how our little entrepreneurial venture is going.
Rotten. They're both really drunk, but they won't have sex.
Oh, children, you just can't stick a drunk pig with a drunk elephant and expect them to do the mattress mumbo. You need to set the mood. Let me show you boys what I'm talking about. Tonight is right for love. You know I wanna touch you while the lights don't go. Tonight is right for love. Love, gravy. strike for love, love, baby.
Hey, look, it's working.
Now, children, gather around and watch the wonders of life, the beauty of Mother Nature.
When you hear that tag, it's the kid with the pompous swag. It's two stars in that rag when I show that flag. It's Panama, baby. Big shout to my Wopa queen, Queen V, at Bang Out Radio. I see you, lady.
What's crackin', man? West Coast Wednesday's Hump Night. Dagger, Queen, how you doing tonight?
I'm okay. How about you?
I'm going through it, but after everything I went through to make sure we had a show tonight, I'm going to enjoy the show. I'm not going to complain. I'm going to go crack one of these beers because that's all I got to drink, but I do got some weed to smoke, so I'm trying to just be on a positive note. I got some shit I want to talk about. Got people calling in already. It's supposed to have a beauty of the week. I mean, it ought to be a good show, so we're going to see what's going down.
All right.
All right, but as always, as we start off, let me shout out the boss lady herself, Topaz the Shay, because again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights, my co-host Queen V, no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show on Mondays, and Bang Out Radio wouldn't be going down. So thank you very much, boss lady, for letting us do what we do over here. And of course, thanks to all independent artists. Like I said, I'm telling y'all, this is the number one place for independent artists, Bang Out Radio. Keep sending in y'all music, all right? Getting a lot of new music, so keep it coming. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you can send it to my co-host, Queen. Let them know that we can send it to.
You can send it to Queen V, VEE1991@gmail.com. Again, that is Queen B, VEE1991@gmail.com.
That's right, y'all. So make sure y'all send it in. Make sure we get it. We get it because we will find a place for it in rotation. So don't even trip. Just make sure you tune in. Talk about the show. Spread word about the show because that's a special shout-out to the last people I want to talk to. Again, you're not an artist, but you enjoy what we do over here. You support an independent artist. You support me. You support Queen. You support the reality that we got going on over here. You just support realness because that's all we bringing over here, all right? Because I know y'all need a place where y'all can just let some shit go sometimes. So this is the place for it, all right? We got four shows for y'all to do that, and this is just ladies' night. More so and home night. So, yeah, you already know how we get down here, all right? So we're going to get into some things tonight. But actually, I had a world premiere I wanted to get to tonight, but I wasn't going to bring it in. Let's see real quick, straight up the 214. 2697, you got Dagger, what it do?
Yeah, man, you
already know. There it is. There it is. I see the phone lines out there, y'all. We got y'all. Don't even trip, hang out. But we got a welcome here tonight, this Wednesday night. Like I said, my man wanted to bring it in himself because, you know, we get to the new music first. Every show, as long as I get it in first, all right? So we're going to get to this new music, and then we're going to get to the phone lines and open up the show, all right? So Levi Kev, go ahead, bring in this new artist you're working with, man. And this is that world premiere right here where you heard it first on Bang Out Radio, y'all.
Yeah, man, what it is. It's your boy Levi Kev, you know what I'm saying? SME representative, about to debut, messing up my makeup of my new artist, Avery, you know what I'm saying? SME out of day, Bang Out Radio.
Let's get it.
Bye.
We started off conversation was a truth. I wanna be a true, and you my truth. Then we fell all in love, angel from above. You opened up your angel wings, let me ride off my feet. My feelings just keep getting deep. Feel a heartbeat, I feel complete. You're all that I need.
Bye.
You can't keep messing up my makeup. Baby girl, have no fear.
Girl, I promise I could be your next love, yes, love. I know I get reckless. I just want your heart and your chest, love, yes, love. I could be your dear friend and give you what you need when he's missing, listen. Tour, driving crazy, no detour. So you wear the Parker, Peter, ink all over my body. You wanna read it? That's paperback. I used to play them games, now I'm Warwick. Done with that. I used to play them games, now I'm Warwick. Done with that.
It's no use. It's not going to happen tonight.
Don't worry. There are ways to treat it. Meditation, Cialis, Ginkgo biloba. Well, you know, for your memory. Because you forgot how to get a boner.
Hey, I'm not the problem. You're the problem. I've never slept with anyone except you. But you, you have a sex garden that was on the cover of Sex Garden magazine.
Oh, is that what this is about? My past? Stan, that was just sex. Sex without love is meaningless.
Francine, I'm listening to you talk. I'm looking in your eyes, but all I can see is you taking more poundings than Omaha Beach before the ground assault began.
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West side, West
Take
Coast.
Out.
Bang out radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday's hump night. It's Dagger. Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, for sure. That's honestly feeling good, feel good. That's a good way to start off West Coast Wednesday. See that new music we got off that rotation? I'm loving it. I'm loving it, y'all.
For real? No.
Keep
I'm loving,
in,
I'm
keep
loving waking
in.
Up.
Let's just go back to the phone lines real quick. Yeah. There's Beauty of the Week on call in just in a second. So let's see what else we got. Hey, Levi, you still good? Hold on. Come on. Yeah,
yeah
still
man.
Good?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. That's so fire right there, man. You got some people coming out that camp, man. That's how you feel? Like,
yeah, man. Just wait till you hear Trey Lil Jon, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got something for Slap Sundays then, right? Getting ready for him then, right?
Yeah, I got they both going in the studio tomorrow. She on the phone, actually, Avery.
Oh. Hey guys, this is Avery.
Oh, hey Avery, what's up? I didn't know you was there. See, just chilling out. You know, you got to speak when you come over here because don't nobody know you to be in the cuts over here. Like,
sorry, kind of new to this.
No problem, but great track, great. Like I said, it feels great to world premiere something over here. Like I said, this is what I love to do and everything, and that was a fantastic track. Keep going, keep working. Looking forward to everything coming up new and everything. Just don't forget about me when you get all
for
famous
sure.
And everything like that. Because y'all got to pop it over there.
I'm just excited about everything, the great opportunity.
No problem, and then straight out the cut as well, Mr. Takeoff Man himself, Ashton Martin. How you feeling, Ashton?
But got the papers, got the pipe, grab the keys. Wait 1 minute, I forgot my mind. What the fuck was I thinking? I forgot the weed. Damn.
Take off. What it do, Pippin? How you feeling?
Oh, bro, you know what I'm saying, dog? Hey, man, I just got a new tattoo last night, man. You know what I'm saying? That bitch had got the take off on it. You know what I'm saying? I got it posted on Instagram and shit, man. Go on Instagram.com/ Ashton Martin TOC, man. Go check that bitch out, man. That bitch.
Oh, go check out the new tat and everything, man. What you got? What is it? The words? You got a plane or something, nigga? Or is it something you just gotta go see? We gotta go see it. We gotta go see what's happening.
Man, I got the planes, the stars. Yeah. Off on that bit. Have you heard? You got my new track?
Man, I got it. It's coming on next. I got it. Don't trip. I got it. That I'm the one. I got it. Don't trip. Like I said, I. Other people. people might not got it, but Dagger got it. You know, Dagger got all the top independent artist tracks over here, Backers. I'll be looking out for your boy. So thank you, thank you. You hanging out? You hanging out, man? Are you working? What you got popping?
Yeah, I'm hanging out for a hot minute.
Ashton, man, I'm hanging out for a minute for sure. Levi chilling out, Aubrey in the building. Okay, and of course right here, my bro. What it do, Young Kip? How you feeling?
Long time, bro.
We're
popping with it, man.
Man, over here chilling, relaxing, man, trying to keep moving, man, struggling to be honest. But, I mean, like I said, I'm not going to complain. We out here doing what we got to do. So what it do on your end, man? How's the family? How's everything going on that end?
Oh, man, shit is going good, bro.
That's
the more
good,
I get out, the more really? I get rid of them punks, the better I be.
I've been looking at your Facebook lately, nigga. We're gonna have to talk. We gotta talk a little bit later on the show if you hanging out, nigga. You gotta let me know what bitches got you out there cussing people out and everything like that, nigga. Cause I know that. I've been noticing that shit, nigga. I look at it every now and then. Don't trip. So, I'm here.
I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, all right. Damn, got a whole. And who else in the block tonight? Straight up to 601-9021. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
What up?
What up with our homies?
What a, Mr. Pills in the build. Oh, it's a full house tonight.
Wow.
What do?
Hey, what up with it, man? You know what
man.
I'm saying? We straight out of Mississippi, homie. Shit.
That's it. M-I, quick letter, I, like this. But again, but for those that don't know, man, go ahead and let people know where they can find you at. You know, links, anything real quick, go ahead, shoot them out real quick.
Man, you can just, hey, Google Zeta Truth, man. You can YouTube Zeta Truth. You can follow me at Zeta Truth, man. Facebook Zeta Truth. Everything Zeta Truth, real talk.
Oh, Zeta Truth. Okay, my bad, man. I thought you was the other homie, man. My apologize, Jay. My bad. I thought you was Mr. Pills. No offense. But y'all,
I got them pills, though, you know what I'm saying?
You're Mr. Pills, but got them pills on. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Well, look. See, now that I got a full squad hanging out, man, I'm going to show some love for the people that called in real quick. And then my beauty of the week should be calling in just a second as well. Everybody chilling, relaxing. And then we're going to get into some business because, like I said, I got some shit that I need to get off my chest. So first off, we're going to let my man Ashton Martin go ahead and bring in this track for the ladies real quick, nigga, that I'm the One. Let them know what it is real quick.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Actually, it really ain't dedicated towards the ladies.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it's all good, you know what I'm saying? Real different. I apologize to all my hood niggas, man, for my bang-bang shit, man, but I just want to let y'all know one thing, man. Ashton Martin is probably, like, one of the most versatile type of artists, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can go crossover, goddamn, and hit pop, goddamn, rocky rock, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I do, but, And then brand new Ashton Martin, man, take off game, man. Take off his motherfucking cartel, nigga. I'm the One.
There it is.
Right here.
Yeah, nigga. I'm lighting up on this shit right here, nigga.
Buddy, too.
This shit like taking trip and shit right here, my nigga. And now. This right here. This ain't for your norm. This ain't for the average street nigga, you know? This one right here, man, for people that love music in general. Real music.
Stepping into my zone, make a lane of my own. If you make a name that you own, respect it way more than them clones. My home, you just live here. I never buzz up but still drink beer. My moment really just came, but man, I swear it feel like I've been here. Rockstar bitch, add it up, pink hair, pure clear. Worked hard for position I'm in. Not fair, cause I'm just fresh, man. Fucking over my competition. Fucking over the composition. My life story's on compilation. Real recognized revelation. My mind's driving foreign location. My dream deeper than penetration. Focused on my million. Feel like I'm in the ambience. Your favorite rapper's product. reckless. Putting my life on a blessing, either or less. Blessing, either or less. Speaking like a reverend, believing like I'm a Texan. My future bright as a diamond. You get blinded by my message. Ow. I do this for my daughter. Lost a life without a cause. If I weak, success, I'll pause. I'm back and taking off with y'all. Taking off with y'all. I'm back and taking off with y'all. On my shoulder, I'm getting older, heart getting colder, kicks my son. Maybe my dream was too big for his mama. I'm taking these cows, I'm like, pick on the one.
Man, manicure, nails, ass out from under the split. True grit, I'm a pimp for sure. That I clap, no applause needed to the strip I go. No breaks when I scrape. Dick like pogo sticks, you wanna catch a date? My presence great. Pretty brown round, no need to hesitate. Hop your ass in, GPS navigate. That's real, lay back, fetch attack. Tell me how the sex feels, similar to E-pills. And she like it, turn off the lights. Spark up the blunt so I can strike like lightning. He's a bore and I'm exciting. He's glass jaw Joe and I'm Mike Tyson. He's completely sane, I'm a mental asylum. Come see me, the nigga with the title.
She can get it, 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 she can 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 get it, 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 get it.
And I know it ain't the smoke session, but since my nigga done called in tonight, we're gonna fuck with this right here. Zay the Truth, y'all. Smoking. Let's get it.
No matter what, nigga. No matter what, nigga. I'ma smoke these blunts and get high, nigga. No matter what, nigga. No matter what, nigga.
Mixing that smoking and weed, I'm smoking fire. Mixing that smoking and weed, smoking that fire.
I figured out a great way to get sick. I'm going to be a woman at work who cannot get sick right now.
Sweetie, maybe you need to go home.
I'm not going home. I cannot get sick right now. I have way too much to do.
It's okay. Everyone will understand.
No, I cannot get sick right now. It's Kendra's birthday and the baby shower, and with this move, I just cannot get sick right now. I have to finish typing this.
That's it. I'm taking you home.
You did this to me!
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang Out Radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
Yeah, I'll be back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger. Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, for sure. And I think we're about to go into interview mode. I hope so. I'm not sure if this is our beauty right here on this number, but I'm going to check and see real quick straight out to 765-5818. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do? Wait, almost. Come on. It's always the embarrassing shit right here. This is the shit that's embarrassing. Come on, you can do it. I know you can do it. I have faith that you can do it. Oh, wait, okay, hold on, let's try this again. Bam, let's see. Straight out to 765-5818, you got Dagger, what it do? And Quinn,
What's happening?
Oh, Juan the God, what it do, Pippin? Okay, my beauty hasn't called in yet, so I guess we're just on standby for that. But what it do, Juan, how you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I'm waiting to hear some of that Indiana music on there. I know
I got you. Don't even trip it. For those that don't know, man, like I said, first time calling in and everything, man, let people know where they can find you at, you know, where they can get at you at, all that good shit.
You can find me on Twitter, Juan, J-U-I-N, _DA, _G-O-D. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and I got 4 music videos on YouTube. About to shoot another one next week.
Crazy, y'all. Make sure y'all check them out. Make sure y'all follow through, man. You hanging out, Juan, or you just stopping by real quick?
Yeah, man, I'm just hanging out, man, checking y'all out, man, on the station, man, seeing what it do.
Like I said, spread the word, let people know where they can find us at, where they can find your music at, all right, man? It's always going to stay in motion. Don't even get it twisted.
I'm putting it on Facebook now. I'll be trying to get other artists to, you know, get on the radio. I'll be trying to tell them, man, it's free.
But at the same time, also, man, like I said, you come across some motherfuckers, I've said this before, and I want to make sure I say this every time I bring it up. Like, any motherfucker got any kind of doubt or anything like that, or question you in any type of way or anything like that, don't speak no more. Fuck them. We don't chase people on the Bang Out Radio. We don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They either fucking with it or they not. Point blank. Period.
For sure.
Hold on, real quick. Let me get my bro. Let me get my bro back here. Bro, you still good?
Of course I'm good,
yeah,
man.
Bro, what's
DTY in the blunt?
Your shit is loud at your house, nigga.
Nigga, it's jerking over here, man. I got it going right now.
Nigga, you need to go hide in the bathroom. You need to go hide in the bathroom or something, nigga, when we start having a conversation.
Hey, man.
Hey,
bro, I got so many haters right now, my nigga. It's ridiculous.
We gonna get to it, man. Hold on, let's see. Let's make sure. Zay the Truth, you still good, Pippin?
Oh, yeah, I'm in that bit, my nigga.
Okay, for sure. Just making sure. I got all these cross-country connections right now, man. It's as it should be, man.
Like,
number one spot for independent artists around the world, Craig. And MIA, how you feeling?
Around the world, Craig. What
is yeah, we
it's
all been here. Okay, well,
hey, I just want to say, first off, congratulations to my little brother. He just graduated from Valley View High, so it's turning up for him.
Before
I get started.
Oh, okay, congratulations. All graduates, there are a lot, that's dope. There's a lot of graduates out there right now, man. I was driving down Crenshaw earlier, they had that whole shit sewed up. Like, oh, what the fuck, man? But, long time ago, nigga, old man. So it's okay. And then my beauty is up here tripping. It's like, it's funny because people that haven't called it to the show before don't realize that I'm the host. So when you call it, I see you, beauty. Stay right there. Don't go nowhere. I see you. Stay right there. All right, y'all. One thing real quick. Let me play something real quick. I just got to play something real quick because I got to get my beauty of the week ready. I get in interview mode real quick. So y'all got to excuse me. And let me handle this business.
Okay.
All right, and then we'll get right back with y'all, man. Like I said, hang out, chill. We're going to do this orgasm real quick with Young Chef, and then we'll be right back with Dagger's newest beauty of the week, all
right? I was right here, baby.
Look.
up, baby? Let me grab your coat, though. Look, let me make that ass unwind. Make sure you grab that wine. It's right there in the ice. Scoop a couple nights, cause we can utilize anything to get you high. I'ma blow your mind. Make sure your toes look fine. I wouldn't hesitate to dine. Shorty in a prime, I'm on an incline to give you this pine, girl. Baby, I ain't gonna fight no more. Tonight, I'ma give you everything you want. You and I physically can join as one. Girl, my mission is to make it come. Preparations for lovely dinner. This chemistry is all there is. Before you seek it, it's your body that I'm needing. Grabbing sheets, heavy breathing. This season leads to all the screaming. Twins, G-spots in your madam. Helps me get to your orgasm. Her scent is like a rose. Just drop your bags to the floor. I'ma sweep you off your toes, kiss you on your earlobe, nothing under my bathrobe. So you already know, girl, you got that glow. Take your clothes off slow, I can imagine how this should go. First I play full, rub on your torso. Now watch me go low. Welcome to the Young Chef Show. Baby, I ain't gonna fight no more. Tonight, I'ma give you everything you want. You and I physically can join as one. Girl, my mission is to make it come. Preparations for lovely, lovely, yeah. Chemistry is ordering. Anxious feeling for you seeking. This feeling is overwhelming. Compare me to a hammer that's nailing. We on a plateau, parasailing. While I'm going deeper, swelling, filling up your love. Anticipation's where it came from. Avatar connection so numb. I only got one chance for heavenly romance. So as we slow dance, her body temperature's rising. Oh, I can tell that you like it. Bottom lip biting, squirming and fighting me. Oh, so girl, don't run from. At your pace, we're going. Guess what? It's here. Let it shower over me.
There we go, y'all. Just a little, had to have a little break real quick so I can get things ready. Quinn, you ready to get an interview, Mo?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, for sure, for sure. Welcome, welcome. Dagger's newest beauty of the week this week. Ms. Deshae, how you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling fine.
That's good. Thank you for coming.
Hi.
Sorry we're having a little trouble getting you on and everything like that. What did you say what was going on? You didn't think that I was the host of the show? I mean, that's...
I don't know. She just kept saying, well, the host is going to be right with you. And then all of a sudden, music gets to play. And I'm like, man, I got songs for this.
Oh, okay.
And I hang up.
That's cool. Nah, but it's cool. I understand. Hey, you probably thought it was some bullshit or whatever. But nah, we good. We here. It was just like, let's see, you're supposed to hang on. Music was going in, then I would have brought you in like we did just now. But we here. We good. How you feeling? But you said you're feeling good tonight. For those that don't know, real quick, I know you can speak better about yourself than I can. Give a little brief introduction before I dig into your bio a little bit real quick, okay? Let people know a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada, born and raised, 25 years out here. This is my city. I always wanted to model and act, so I'm out here trying to push and model and acting. It's kind of harder than, you know, people think, but I'm pushing. And one day I'm going to get there. I'm going to be your favorite model and actress one day.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. 25 years born and raised. Now, real quick off the top, just a little quick Las Vegas question, since it's your city. Is it what... Growing up in Vegas, because, I mean, everybody, you know, always loves Vegas, going to Vegas at least to get away and everything like that or whatever, turn up, leave, don't say nothing about Vegas, you know, that type of shit. Mm-hmm. Now, living in Vegas, how do you view Vegas? How do you view Vegas being born and raised there? What's Vegas like to you?
It's 24-hour city. It's very crazy. It's very hectic. You get our city is like one of the most tourists. You get like a million tourists. So you never get this space where you be by yourself because everybody want to go over here. But you actually party out here. It's actually everything you see on TV, everything you hear, that's actually what you do here. Party.
So is it hard for, you know, a woman, especially doing modeling and everything like that, to stay focused in that kind of environment that's always so fast-paced, probably a lot of a competition, you know, a lot of things
that
like
fast
that.
Money.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, how does that work out?
Well, technically out here in Vegas, because they think every girl walks the strip. You know, everybody got to be on the boulevard. That's what they think we do. So every time you try to get in, if somebody's trying to have, you know, lay down with you, trying to do sexual things. And you do have the girls that, quote-unquote, want to model. They're these quote-unquote models trying to get out there, but they're just, you know, making it harder for us because they're giving it up so easy.
Right.
And so guys meet us, they think, well, she did it, so you're going to lay down too, right?
It just fucks up the game even more for y'all, huh?
It's more terrible.
For real women, I guess, in a sense. But
it's hard.
But at the same time, though, I mean, that's what shows the difference, I mean, in my opinion, between a real woman and the ones that just be on that other shit. Because, like I said, a real woman is going to stand by her, you know, morals, or, you know, she's going to draw that line in the sand. It's going to be that line she's not going to cross. Other bitches are just going to do whatever, like.
They're going to take that temporary money. That's what they do. Temporary money. I like to call it temporary money because it don't last long.
That's what you like to call it. That temporary money.
Yeah, temporary money. That, you know, the fast life money, that fast lane money, it only lasts enough to get you some Louis and some Gucci. But by the weekend over, you back to your, I'm trying to hustle to get me some new Louis and Gucci for next weekend party.
I love this. This is why we do it over here on Big Out Radio. We attract the realest people in the world right here. This is what I'm talking about.
That's they get down.
Because see, when I say shit like that, because look, when I say shit like that, you know, it's always you know, I get murdered for saying shit like that or whatever. But it's like, nah, that's what it is, though. I mean, you can't walk away from what's put in front of you, right? I mean, you
right.
Know,
that's what they do. They shoot for it, and they think everybody temporary. But I was like, I'm chasing some long-term goals around here, trying to make it happen. I don't know everybody else trying to do, but I ain't everybody else. I'm Deshae.
All right. Now let's dig a little bit. Now, a member of the drill team back in the day. All right. Now, but this says as a child. Now, are we talking like 8, 9, or are we talking about like early teens? Because it says here, because my next question, because then it says like fashion shows and everything. Was you like one of those Tia Tarrera people, you know, where the moms have the kids all dolled up and doing the shows and everything?
Nope. I was actually one of those kids that your mama let you go. Like, baby, if that's something you want to try, then you go ahead and you do what you do. My drill team was like when I started middle school, my sixth grade year in middle school. It was my drill team. High Steppers was the hottest drill team in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I was the High Stepper, so I thought I had it going on. Yes. It was popping. I was I was a little girl with the big booty, walking, checking my lips, but like, hey.
You're the one getting them old ass pedophiles in trouble. That's the way you were.
No, because I was still a tomboy. I was a girly girl tomboy. That's funny. I want to do all the boy things. I want to do all the boy things.
So you were one of those girls
but
that always wear jeans or whatever, but you couldn't hide your booty as much as you tried to or whatever, anything like that. It wasn't working.
Like, don't look at my booty like that.
Hey, girl, I can't do nothing. It's right there. I can't help but look. Like,
yeah, I was doing that. Thought it was fun, you know, kicking the boys when the sun don't shine because they wanted
to
touch me.
Nah,
yeah,
no,
that was me.
See, but I wouldn't touch you. It was like, what was that? What was that? The wood? Like, go ahead, give you a dollar to touch your booty.
They want
to
play high, go get it.
Now, here's what I want to know. Now, you were offered a huge spot with the agency. Now, you don't have to say what the agency was. Now, you were offered a spot with the agency, but your parents made you turn it down. Now, what were the rules, and why couldn't you go with the agency? What happened? What happened right there?
Okay, I was with a teenager, and I was super excited. And, you know, I got the audition. I had got the role. And she was like, we want to put you in the elite program. And I was like, yeah, the elite. We at the top, mama. But she said, well, if her pictures get out and they get linked and people take off her and they take her body and they put their head on her body or they put her head on somebody else's body and it's a new thing, we're not responsible for that. And they was telling us how people scam. If she gets scammed, we're not responsible for that. Like, they weren't responsible for nothing.
They was covering their ass.
But it's my money.
Okay, they was okay. I see what you're saying, but you know what? On the other side, like, I'm not gonna tell you, but on the other side, I mean, it's true. You mean you post the pictures anywhere, you never know what people can do.
No, if they post my pictures, if they was to post my pictures to try to get me out there as a casting for audition or something, and they sent my picture to this director, and somehow it got out, and he put it on somebody else, like. It wasn't their responsibility because they sent it out. But I'm like, you sent my picture. Now, if I did it myself, that's understandable. But Mama just said it was just too cutthroat, and I wasn't ready for it.
Crap like that. So, I mean, I'm trying to figure this out, too. Like, I thought there were copyright laws. Once you take a picture and you own it, then it's theirs. So can't nobody take
it
and use it for anything else.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my mama
that's
said
fishy.
The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, no, I ain't got time for that. She was
smart.
Like, y'all trying to scam my baby. You just want my baby money. She was one of them parents that she,
Miles
was
having
you gonna
that
hurt my baby.
Like,
can't
hurt
play
you.
That mess. Okay.
Miles was like, fuck that. But that's cool, though.
Right.
You got somebody like that in your corner, though. I mean, you know,
she was
a lot
like,
of people don't even have that. We out. Goodbye.
No, at
do,
all.
Not pass, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. None of that shit. Like,
and they wanted some good money. Just to, first of all, they wanted money to put me to joy. So that was just your mom. She was like, well, if you think she's such this great girl, why you hate that?
True.
Mom was acting.
Very true.
I was a level woman.
You didn't even have to say nothing, huh? You just sat back and let mama run shit, huh? Like, you didn't have to just handle that.
I was like, well, you know, I was young. It wasn't much I could say. My feelings was hurt. I was like, oh, my God, you just gonna crush my dream. Because I didn't know back then.
But you
know,
it's
like,
you,
okay, I see what she was saying.
And it worked out. And it worked out for the better because I mean, you learn something, and you just keep. As long as you keep learning, then and keep paying attention, then it's all gonna be good and everything like that. Because there is a lot of shit out there to watch out for, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. They try to, you know, scandal your name. They try to throw your name through the dirt. They don't care. Like, I actually had a dude that he was a manager guy, and he got me an audition. Which did go through, but he got me this audition, and he was promising all these extra things of something that he couldn't bring forth to the table. But he was like, one night, I went out, he was like, come to the club, I get you and your girls VIP and all this extra stuff just to show that club. So, we went, and because I didn't want to go home with him, he was like, oh, you tried to use me. And well, I'm like, because I didn't want
to
go home with
him.
You.
Like,
I'm like, that's how I'm trying to get you.
Right? Did he offer everything, right? But
yeah,
like,
and I say
that's the dumbest thing in the world.
To my cell phone.
He offered what about
the
cell phone?
I say his message, like he's texted that to my phone, and I'm like, well, I'm saving this because if you ever slander my name and something happened with my name, I am taking you to court. So I hope you're ready.
Wow, that shit is crazy,
like,
though, niggas do that shit. How do you offer? I see if you was the one talking about, look, you got, I'm going to need you to do this, I'm going to need you to do that, because I know girls that are like that, yo, I need you,
right.
Me and my girls in the club, we all need to drink free all night, and they say that, but then a dude's offering that to you, then you take it just like anybody else would. Like I said, if anybody, this is what people piss me off, if you offer something as far as money, trinkets, things like that, I don't know about other people. I'm going to take it, depending on what it is, you know, just depending on the person. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, go to the club. I mean, as a female, what female is not going to want to go to the club for free with all her homegirls and drink them out? I mean, that's what girls do anyway. That's what I mean. It's like, niggas is dumb. I'm sorry. Yeah. Turn off a nigga's money. Like, look, she's laughing about it. It's true. Like, but the thing is, he offered. I'm not even mad at her because, like I said, it's not like she said, you're going to do this for me. It's like, nigga, you said that shit with your dumb ass. Like, but anyway.
Right, trying to sell your little punk ass club. I was like, whatever. I said, you do you. You step over there. I'm going to make it without you, like I've been doing without you.
And it's never gonna, like, and it's never gonna stop. Well, to say, I mean, I don't know if you got anything else going on for tonight. You're more than welcome to hang out, kick shit with the rest of the squad. We got a full lineup tonight. We're gonna talk some shit about I don't know what yet, but it's gonna happen. I mean, if you ain't got nothing else going on, you're more than welcome to hang out unless you're busy. Y'all don't like keeping people if they got things they gotta do.
Now it's like 9, 10 o'clock in Vegas.
It's,
nope.
It's 9, 10 o'clock in L.A., too.
Well,
I mean, we're not that
right.
We're not that far. No time difference.
This has nothing to do with Vegas.
At all.
Right, on a weekday. I don't think it's always popping out here. But sometimes, you know, you need to relax sometimes.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it's still early, though. Like I said, it's only 10 o'clock. I mean, Vegas don't even pop out the nightlife. I mean, it's 24 hours, and people don't even go out since it's like that to, like, 11, 12 anyway, right? Like, just fucking.
I don't keep real. I don't walk out past till, like, 1:30.
There you go. Like, I mean, so you can't.
You plan it. You like, girl, yeah, we finna go home. We finna get ready, girl. Yeah, we finna get ready. We gonna be home. We gonna be out, like, 11 o'clock, right? Yeah. By 11 o'clock, you still doing your hair. You got, you didn't put your phone on the speaker so you can hear Pandora. You in the house turned. You got your drink right there. You're
going to
get drunk
all
before you go
sure.
out.
Oh, fuck sure. I don't even know this shit yet. So, wait. So, are you hanging? So, that means you're hanging out? Does that mean you're hanging out?
I hang.
Yeah, I love it when the beauties hang out. Thank you very much. We're going to get a Daggers Double Play, and then we're going to open up these phone lines back up, y'all. We're going to get ignorant for a second, I guess. All right, y'all. Here we go. Daggers Double Play. Be right back.
Like this.
She was independent. Tall, black, nice, rack, booty was the business. She was with the business. Smoke, drink, and party on. Niggas telling me she want another girl to link up on. I was gone, put her first, I can't lie. She earned her place when other girls will try to set you right. To their face, never hesitated once. Chicken life, it ain't a joke. One night, we fucked a girl, and then she almost slit her throat. For real, y'all, wishing I could juggle love her. When I saw that, that's when I knew I was in love with her. You are a natural born killer. Ride it down and get it in. But if you're gonna kill the bitch, don't talk about it, do it then. We change hearts and did the things that couples do. But happiness, it didn't last. What the fuck I'm gonna do?
Do I hold on? Do I let it go? Everything that I think about, I found I don't know. I hope. Do I hold on? Or do I let it go? And if I'm gonna change, then tell me where I'm gonna go.
Mama, when it kicked you out, daddy never gave a fuck. Lost your job, what I do, big down, picked you up. This shit gets real tense, listen up and hear me out. We moved in with a girl I used to fuck, and a nigga how it didn't last, forgot about. Moved in with my mom and dad, they were mad, she was sad, things were getting really bad. My parents never fucked with us, didn't wanna fuck with y'all. I'm in the middle, holding down the center like it's basketball. Then they made the league, daggers like it never ease. I'm paying for the rushy fucking niggas for some groceries. We'll take my car to see these niggas, acting strange and very odd. Fucking niggas. At your work, I got you the job.
Damn.
But that's the way it is. You want to be a silly hoe, you do. This is my chance to go, break loose and get away. A lot of y'all would choose to walk, that is dumb, I chose to stay.
Do I hold on or do I let it go? Everything that I think about, I found I don't know. I'm gonna change and tell me where I'm gonna go.
kept her hands in my pocket. But I didn't stop at times when good and things got better. She wanted her own apartment, now we living together. You see, it started with a lot of fun, but ended with a lot of pain. I'm not ashamed to tell my story, let me explain. You did our favor several months, I thought that no one could touch us. Until this bitch that I used to fuck decided to fuck us. When you left me for the second time, you thought I wasn't getting right. Cause you was always fucking up and niggas getting out of line. But I told you, grab it out, so calm your nerves and take a look. You want what you got, that's why she's beeping over Facebook. Now you back to doing whole shit, should've left me dead. Fucking niggas in our house, in our room, in our bed. All the shit I did for you, all the shit I should've done. I went to jail for nothing, now you pregnant, hope you have fun.
Do I hold on, do I let it go?
On this one, y'all, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Got a problem with that? Fuck you, alright? For real.
Serious.
This shit right here fucked me up, alright?
Alright.
So, this is the only way I can express that shit.
Deal with it.
So here we go.
Gotta keep it pushing.
Yeah.
What's love gonna do about it?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I know the path I'm choosing.
Right.
I lost a lot in life.
You
didn't plan on losing. But here I am, a better man, and yet I stand alone. I am a king, you were my queen, but then you went and left the throne. I can't believe it, but so be it. Now it's over, dead and done. Could have fought it out together, but you rather turn and run. Begging isn't what I do for you, I did a lot of things. Still cussing, yelling, fighting.
Damn.
Whoa. I pay the rent, I buy the food, I get the drink, I buy the weed. But now the times are getting hard, I guess there's more you really
what else?
Need. In the streets 5 days a week, I can't hate, she kept me straight. She told me straight out to my face.
I'm going out, I got a date.
Later. I turn my head and walk away to smile while you walking out. I'm thinking in my head, I should
choke this bitch and knock her out.
That's some crazy shit, I know, but hey, these feelings fuck me up. Be glad my mama raised me right, so I'll just chuck these deuces up.
I'm with some douchey, I'm chucking my deuces. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say, say bye bye.
Stomach hurt, can't even sleep. Laying in my bed alone, and all I do is count the sheets. I will no longer weep. You have my heart, don't want it back. All I got is self-esteem, and sorry, I can't give you that. I wanted you to tie me down. Instead, you chose to set me free. You said,
I'll always have your back.
You should have never lied to me, cause now I'm just a psychopathic lyricist. That broken heart is screaming.
Fuck the world and all those idiots.
Yeah, she got me started. Dearly departed, now the death would be an easy route. Gotta live my life without you. Thought we had it figured out. Tried to talk, you chose to walk. Told me I ain't worth a thought. I gave you everything I had to give, plus the shit I bought. Now that's just wasted money, it ain't funny, I ain't laughing. Now you out there talking shit, not telling folks what really happened. Had a ring, you had a home, you let a bitch come fuck it up. Believing every lie she told you, made you chuck the deuces up.
Later.
No.
I'm with some douchey, I'm chucking my deuces.
Serious, man. I never wanted to get like this.
Better, better, better.
Some real shit.
No more time to make
I got a lot of no money for the body. A bunch of bullshit.
I got so much to say, got even more I gotta do instead of worrying about your ass and who's fucking you.
But hey, that ain't my biz. I'm kind of saucy, feel the fire. Told me there was no one higher. Waiting, got a new supplier. Yeah, I used to be a liar. Made a change, I had to grow. Opened up my heart and soul. And now you want to let me go. So you can go and do whatever. Moving on to something better. Left me once, left me twice. Third time, that's forever. I never wanted this. Enough's enough, you got me pissed. You ain't making shit, but still you talking, throwing, breaking shit. You stupid.
Whoa.
Hold up, nah, I still won't call you out.
Nah,
name.
Nah.
Nothing like them other bitches. Why you wanna act
why?
The same?
Why?
This is just my pain, cause I can't lie. She fucked
Listen.
Me up. She told the cops I fucked her up.
Then what they do?
They locked me up. I could've fucked you up, but nah, I say that's over Jerry
Either.
Springer.
Fuck you, Dagger.
Fuck you too. Whatever. Deuces. Two middle fingers.
At this resident. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, no, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V LA West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, now we got the roll call. Let's see if we can get everybody back in. Let's see. Hold on, Dagger's newest beauty of the week. Hold on, let's see. Can we get this working? Come on. Press the button. Don't do it. Wait. Come on. Let's see. There it is. Hold on. Oh, fucking, that's the only bad part about this internet radio, y'all, because you know that internet at any time can get a glitch in it or some shit like that, that Matrix shit, y'all. So y'all just bear with me, work with me. We're trying to get everybody back in real quick. Come on, I know you can do it. If I can do that, I should be able to do this. Dun, dun, dun. It's just way too many people. Damn, one night, y'all, everybody want to call it. Oh, shit. See, I just got to hold on. Sorry, y'all. Just give me a quick second. We're going to get everybody in. But real quick, y'all. Also, make sure y'all check out the rest of the shows, man. Every Wednesday night, like I said, right here at Hump Nights, you can still call in 661-621-7559. As always, you can always chill in the queue or you press 1 and holla at us. We got Fuck You Fridays every Friday from 6 to 8. All right, it's all talk. I know I've been acting lazy on that show a little while right now, but This is because I'm trying
yes,
to get
you have.
Back.
You know what, Dagger? I need to get on your head about that because I did try to call in last Friday to really scream fuck you to the world because I was really going through some shit and I couldn't get through. So you know what? This fuck you Friday, I think you need to do a real fuck you Friday so I can really just scream at the top of my lungs and tell everybody fuck y'all. I can't stand you.
Yeah, honestly, what it is just that I'm just scared. I'm just scared because so much shit.
What you scared
of? So much shit, I'm scared of what I'm going to say. I'm scared of who I'm going to call out. And because so much shit's been going on, I swear to you, where it's like it sounds good right now, but like I said, I know Fuck You Fridays is my outlet, but I'm scared. I'm literally scared of what I'm going to, like, go off on. That's why I'm trying to wait for shit.
No.
I'm trying to wait for shit to calm itself down just a little bit so I can, because I'll get to talking about it, and then it'll be going on. I may call somebody during the show. You know how I can get. So I just
okay,
try to be as
no.
cool as possible
right,
before
no.
I go there.
And
so we're going to have two fucking Fridays,
on
I promise,
note.
This Friday. Every Friday, 6
I'll take my step back on that note, right?
So,
I'm
sorry.
I can be gangster enough to say that. I'll take my step back on that note.
But this Dagger's News Review of the Week. Let's try this again. Deshae, you still good?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Deshae's in the building, still here. Hold on. Young K.I. Pizzle. Kip, you still good?
Yada, yada, yada. You know
yes,
I'm here.
Sir. All right. The God still in the building? Juan, Philly, you still good?
Pretty good.
Juan the God, what you doing?
I'm here.
Okay, what you going on in your background, man? Sound like you pushing carts or some shit.
Yeah, I was on speakerphone.
Oh, okay. Just making sure we get everybody back. Hold on. And straight out Mississippi representing as well, man. Zeta Truth, you still good, Pippin?
Oh, yeah, we here, bro.
All right. And last but definitely not least, MIA still in the building.
Damn, Zachary, you ain't lying. We really got it turned up tonight in this motherfucking shit. It's been a while, baby. It's all good.
We chilling. So here's what I'm going to bring up first. Like I said, I'm not going to get on my personal shit yet. Just some shit that I found. Because, you know, I be cruising all kind of videos. I be seeing all kind of shit. Shit be funny. I'm not talking porn. This is real life shit, but it's just interesting. And it's on some Japanese-Chinese shit. Now, I'm not sure which one it is. I don't want to be disrespectful to the Oriental.
I think
so
I
kind of
already know what you're about
I'm just
going to
say, or you must have seen this video. Y'all know that the Orientals take care of their retarded people? And I mean really, like, take care of their real retarded people? Let me explain. Over there, a retarded dude can call up an Oriental lady, you know what I mean, and she will come over. Here's what she does. She comes over, just regular lady, she comes over. She puts a little
cater to them or something?
She rolls, she puts some hot water, put some warm water in the bowl, you know what I mean. She lays the retarded dude down on the ground, pulls his pants off, puts a little plastic gloves on, washes his little area balls and everything like that, gets a little jelly, and jacks him off till he busts all the stuff, and then cleans him up, and then goes about his business. Now,
are you serious? Wow.
And it's a service. Wait, y'all. It's a service for retards. These Oriental people don't realize that even Oriental people got to get their nut off, so let's take care of them as well. Oriental people take care of each other. I'm sorry.
That's some real gangster stuff because I mean even now at universities and stuff they have a service you call up and they come and they bring you condoms and lube and all that other stuff for the low. Not for the low. They come and they bring it to you for
damn,
free.
I wish I had
all you gotta do is
that.
Put it in your number
why?
And be like,
yeah.
Hey. So they gotta take it to an extreme in different countries.
Look how we treat our retards in America. You know what I mean?
Hey,
we dump retards off in the. You know, we medicate them.
We
put them in hospitals. You know, we try to forget. The only thing that we do for retards over here, and I keep saying retards. You know, special. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be all evil about handicapped people or whatever. But I mean, I'm sorry, retards. That's what I call them. I'm sorry. But y'all know, and I mean true retard, like the like I said, the dude that was getting jacked off was one of them like arm all crap. He couldn't jack himself off if he wanted to. That's what I'm saying. The Oriental people look out for each other so much. They like, man, these people can't even jack off. But I mean, And it's crazy. The only thing we got for Orientals over here, not Orientals, the only thing we got for retards over here is like the Special Olympics and shit like that or whatever. We got little focus groups. Nigga, I see retards, man. I go to the track. I will go to the track and I sit up in the bleachers sometimes, you know, write some music, chill out, hang out. And you see the group of retards that come out from their little group sessions or whatever. You know the group that they get together during the day because it's like daycare for, you know, them. And their part of the day is going out to the track and walking around the track.
Yeah,
like, and
that's
all they do is walk around the track. Like, this is what we do for us.
They're going to hell, bro.
I'm not trying to clown, but I'm just saying recently I've seen it, and I'm sitting up in the bleachers, and the dude's running, and he just stops running. And he reminded me of, remember Stuart on Mad TV? I don't know if anybody follows me. Remember Mad TV?
Yeah.
But he reminded me just like Stuart. The retarded dude was like, no. And he just stopped. And the black dude was like, come on, man, let's go. Let's run. He's like, no. And then dude tried to, like, push him a little bit. He laid down on the ground, like, on the track. I'm watching it. I'm looking. He just laid down, like, and dude tried to get him. He's like, no, and kicked him and, like, rolled over. I'm looking at it. Like, now I'm like, I bet you if you take that same retarded dude.
Wait, a jack-off, not some pussy,
exactly.
I bet you.
No, he wasn't fighting. He was fighting off the running. But I bet you that same retarded dude, if you walked up to him and comprehended to him, like, man, I will get this girl to come over here and jack you off if you calm the fuck down and sit your ass over here and be cool for a second. If we had those kind of services, shit would be a little bit better. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean...
You know what? I used to work for Giant Step out here, and they is horny. I can say that the mentally challenged. You got to really watch them because they're
exactly.
On each other. Going
who's
going to
fuck a retarded person?
Like, everything. And you really have to watch them because they really trying to have sex with each other. And it's like, damn. Like,
exactly.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, they don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah.
And you know, I mean, ladies.
Like,
ladies, wait, hold on. We gonna talk to the ladies real quick. I mean, honestly. Queen, I'm telling you, have y'all met a retarded person that you were like, you know what, I would just give him some just because, you know, I feel sorry for him or anything like that, even though it's a pity shit.
Not me.
It's not going to happen, right? Thank you. It's not going to happen in America, but over there, these motherfuckers is getting taken care of. That's all I'm saying.
That's because they're getting paid.
Somebody paid you to jack off a retarded dude, what you do? If somebody pays you to jack off, let me rephrase it. How much money would it take for you to jack off a retarded dude? Is that a price?
I don't even feel comfortable playing with it. I just feel like I can't do this. I gotta go. I just be so disgusted, like, for real.
I've seen you playing before.
Like,
and then you gotta imagine this. You gotta imagine the retarded dude, because I see you gotta imagine the retarded dude just looking at you like,
it's like, that's just a turn off.
But it's not like you're fucking them. Okay, you don't gotta fuck them. Like I said,
I'm not saying, in what I saw,
she didn't even fuck them. She just jacked them off. Is there a dollar amount to jack with the plastic
that's
gloves on? Like I said, she
out.
Had the plastic gloves on and everything. She didn't even really touch them. You know what I mean? But at the same time, she provided a service. But that is not. This is not gonna happen here in America.
Doing it, or was she looking?
Well, I mean, if you provided services, I mean, then you get paid for services. Anyway, whether it was free for him or not, you get paid for services anyway.
No, she was getting paid, but that's what I'm saying. In America, this is what we need, and I'm asking, like I said, would y'all take that job? Would y'all be professional jack off retarded people?
I don't know if I would take that.
What if they pay like $15 an hour? I mean, it's not a typical job. It's look like a government job. You know what I mean?
Just like I said, Dagger.
What if it became a digital and you got nights and weekends off and they pay vacation? 401k plan.
That has to really sit me down and have a mental problem with me because that'll mess me up.
Okay, so Dagger, let me ask you a question.
Flipping is just some ignorance. It's me be like, yeah, but they paying you some good money.
Dagger, would you do it?
No, this is a different story. We're not talking about, because I'm not on gay shit.
What you
doing
to a female? Wait.
Okay, I'm going to be real. No, I don't. No, in no way, there's not going to be enough money for me to jack off no dude or retired dude,
no,
whatever.
Now,
retired girls. Now,
come on now.
I've admitted it myself. I have taken down. She wasn't retarded. She was kind of slow. She wasn't retarded, though. She wasn't retarded all the way. She wasn't really slow. I was young, I wasn't, but she wasn't like retarded, she wasn't like, you know, it's not like she drooled or anything like that, you know, just when you try to have a conversation with her, the conversation just may go a little bit somewhere, you know, just a little, y'all know what I'm talking about, like point A, point A doesn't always get to connect to point B, you know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Why you tell the world that? I ain't got nothing to hide.
You know what I mean? I ain't saying nothing about doing this much.
You
had
the point
back.
You looked at me
like and like I said, it was a past situation or whatever. And at the same time, like I said, the only person that was funny because, like I said, don't Also, the homie tried to bring that shit up or whatever in like a diss track when he tried to diss me on one of his tracks or whatever. Like, yeah, he's like, a retarded guy. But nah, this nigga over here, raw dog, is crackheads and shit like that, nigga. Like, that's a whole different caliber, you know? Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I took down a little slow, girl. She was a little slow, but she had
blood.
Okay, so yeah, I did that. I don't give a fuck. I did that.
You smoke dope, don't you?
Yeah, you did, Chloe.
Huh? Oh, wow. Y'all
will
be able to throw our names out there. You see how girls get towards each other, y'all? This is the prime example right here.
You see how crazy girls can get with each other real quick, real fast, throw each other under the bus.
You know what I mean? I'm going to take a music break on that one and smoke my cigarette because y'all got to be tripping. But, man, we hanging out, y'all. It's a good night tonight, man. Got everybody in the building chilling out tonight. But, yeah, man, y'all crazy.
Wait, I got my question up next,
y'all.
If I can't name drop, only on Fridays is name dropping allowed.
Only on Fridays. All right?
Oh, is that the new rule?
No, it's always been that way. I mean, if people would have, I'm not name dropping. I don't care if y'all call each other out. I mean, that's y'all business. You know, I don't care if y'all call each other out, but only on Fridays. Only on Fridays are there no rules. Like I said, that's fuck you Friday. But,
y'all gotta see that?
We'll be right back, y'all. Some of y'all gotta clean up y'all background when we get back, all right? We'll be right back.
Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me.
I know that you're feeling my intellect. My body got your interest. And I know you want to just speed it up and get all intimate. Give me a back massage and a kiss on the cheek. Pour me a drink, sex on the beach. Fingers in my hair, stand to my feet. You like what you see with your hands on me. And that is only for my baby. Makes my day, drives me crazy. Put your lips on mine and kiss it. We got it, we get it. Together forever. Do bad times and better. No distance or fight. Cut terrors or shred us. See, the night is just for us. So hold my hand and cuddle up. Don't touch me hard. Touch me nice. Don't do me wrong. Do me right. We ain't gotta have sex just to feel the vibes. Just put your hands on me when the time arrives. Cause I'm ladylike and I'm kinda shy. And I'ma put you to work like a 9 to 5.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me.
We need each other. Greet each other. Hug so tight we breathe each other. If you keep this up with the Midas touch, I promise you ain't gonna be another. See, your body heat exhausts me. It's like mind control without the thing. And I know that I got you all hot. And I know you got that gold. Don't stop.
top, but chill out. I'm in it for the villain while we blowing on the killer. Lay my hand on your chest as you lay on my pillow, and another on my legs, and another in the middle. Tickle me, I do the wiggle, just a little sensations tingling through my spine. Thank God, you my soothing. How you be moving makes my back recline. Let's watch a movie. Put your arms around me, pull me closer. My head on your shoulder. Hold my hand as we grow older. This is special. Talk with motion.
Drink on. why Tom Cruise is in the closet, but I'm being joined now by famous singer-songwriter R. Kelly.
Well, I was just standing here, and Tom Cruise locked himself in the closet. I asked myself, why won't Tom Cruise just come out the closet? But nobody has no answers. And so I pull out my gun. Woo! Oh! Tell me why Tom Cruise in the closet, or else I'm gonna shoot someone.
West Coast Wednesdays, hump night, on Bango Radio, with the dagger and Queen B. This be a girl, me is so real, and you know I'm feeling freaky, so I'ma let dagger play,
yeah,
that,
dagger
song
play that song,
and we gon' get freaky,
we gon' get freaky tonight, baby,
ooh,
yeah.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, hump night, dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm so good, y'all.
All right, for sure, for sure. Remember, y'all, there's still time if y'all want to get in on this. 661-621-7559. As always, you can chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at us to see who's still in the building. Let's go down. Young Kip, still good?
You know I'm still good. I'm waiting to hear what you want to chop it up about.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, we're about to get into that, man. Yeah, finally. Like, I don't want to, but I'm going to have to, man. The God, still good?
Chip, chill.
All right, for sure. Make sure you're still in the building. All right. MIA, still good?
Yep, you know it.
All right, all right. And then Zeta True, still good?
Yeah, we here.
All right, for sure, for sure. Yeah, my BD of the week had to, her phone was dying or whatever she said, so we lost her. So thanks for being here again. We'll get these couple of shout-outs a little bit later. But all right, let's get a little bit serious. Now, normally, like I said, I don't like talking about my issues because, again, number one, you never know who's fucking listening out here. So whenever I start talking about shit that I'm really going through or whatever, you'd be surprised when shit's over how much I get calls or texts or something. Like, what the fuck? But fuck it. That's number one. But it's like, fuck it. All right, you know, that's number one. Now, also, what I want to reiterate about earlier, what we were talking about, Queen, when you were talking about Fridays or whatever, it's like I realize as long as I don't talk about things, then I could try to play it off in my mind as it not being real. Like, man, that's not really happening. You know, as long as I keep quiet about it or don't say anything or whatever, then nobody knows what's going on besides me and whatever the situation is, then it's, like, not really happening. But then once I talk about it and I put it out there, especially on these shows, because, like I said, I'm never going to lie to y'all. I'm never going to lie to anybody. I got no reason to lie to anybody right here, right now, because this is the only place that I need where I can get shit like this off of my chest. Like, fuck it. So, but that's what I mean. But then when I say it and I speak on it, then it becomes real. So it's like, fuck, now I got to deal with that shit. And then also, well, I don't like talking to people because I'm pretty cool. I know people pretty well. So it's like, I know when I start talking about shit, I know it's some dumb shit because Dagger does dumb shit. Like, I'm the first one to say that I do dumb shit. But like I said, I try not to and everything. But when I tell people about some dumb shit that I'm doing, I already know how they're going to come back at me. And so it's like, I've already... But fuck it, here we go, fuck it. This is a little background. Now, especially my bro, Kip, because you got the inside track on this. Like, especially when I start talking, you already know what's up. But like I said, don't try to just yell out names like other people, all right? Like, can we keep cool? Like,
yeah, I got you.
All right. So, basically, man, lately I got into it. Well, before I even go there, I'm realizing that I'm at a place in my life with certain people, with a lot of people, especially with women, because like I said, I'm a live and die by a woman at some point. Like I said, I love women, but I can't fucking stand y'all. I want to choke the shit out of y'all sometimes and everything, but it's like, fuck, like, can't live with them, can't live without them type shit. But I'm also realizing I'm at a certain point with people, like, you know what, I'm at that line where it's like, okay, I'm going to go this way or I'm going to go this way, and I'm not looking back. Like, I've really drawn the line on a lot of situations with a lot of people and a lot of things. Now, number one, this is a situation that just hit me up the other day. Got into it with my ex. Now, this is my ex, I could say my ex for, like, the last 5 years. She the one I lost everything over. Like I said, she put a nigga in jail. She the one that was, you know, having all kind of crazy shit go on, like, right in my fucking face type shit, like, you know, just
the one who
just,
had the party in your house.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So for those that have been here for a while, yeah, you know who the ex is. So, but that one, right? So, but here's the dumb shit that I do, because like I said, even at the times, and I said this before, like, number one, I always put others before myself. And it's a cold game. I can't let go of certain situations for whatever reason. Like some situations just have certain holds on me, and it's just dumb to me because in my head it's just because I feel for anybody that's actually really truly showed that they've actually cared for me. It's hard to lose contact or to not be around or to not stay in some kind of connection with that person because there's not a lot of people out there that are like that. You know, like I said,
everybody feel like that though.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I'm talking about me. This is what I'm saying. This is probably part of my problem. Like I said, my greatest goodness that I have in myself is also like my greatest weakness and shit because I do the dumbest shit because she always hit me up when shit go down. Like I said, this is the same girl who ran off to another city, got pregnant by some other dude, but still be hitting me up for money, talking about she can't pay for this, can't pay for that, you know, what am I going to do type shit, can you help me and everything.
Ridiculous.
You know what I mean? And then if I'm able to do it like a dumbass, like I fucking do it. You know what I mean? But it was just funny. But like I said, but this situation, it just really, like I'm starting to really just look at shit like, are you fucking serious? Because it also gets me to the point where people are like, people can be so ungrateful, and then people can get so used to shit that when shit doesn't happen a certain way, they just don't know how to handle that, you know? And it's like, basically what happened was she had hit me up for some change again. Now, I basically didn't have what she asked me for. I told her I would try to see what I could do or whatever, but bam, here, let me shoot you half of it or whatever. Here, you can have, I'll send you this. You know, this right now, and I'll see what I can do with the rest. Now, I wasn't able to come up on the rest. But then she hit me up on some, like, you know what, if you weren't going to do it or whatever, you could have just said something. I mean, I didn't think that it would be that hard for you to do this type. Like, coming down on me on some shit, like, what the fuck, why didn't you, you know, like, coming at me on some, why the fuck didn't you get the rest of the money type shit? Like, and so, but in my head, I'm thinking, like, I'm getting upset because, okay, number one, How can you come at me like this when basically you really could have had nothing? Because in my head, I'll be thinking, if I'm asking for money or if I need to borrow something from somebody or if I need something or whatever, and they don't give me the whole amount, but they give me something, I'm going to shut up and take what I can get. That's just the type of person that I am, maybe. Because she's on that, well, what I was going to pay for, I can't pay for it, so all the late fees are still going to come in and everything, so it doesn't matter and everything and all that. So it's like, okay, well, I could have kept whatever, I could have kept everything, I didn't have to do shit there, right? That's where I was at with, so I didn't have to do shit at all, period, if that's how you're going to come at me about it. But yeah, you know, but when you say you're going to do something, you know, I expect you to do it and everything. I mean, that's just usually my get-down. When I do say I'm going to do something, it does happen. But like I said, shit is fucked up for me right now, and I try to say, like, yo, but she's on, but... Oh, you just, no, your shit ain't that bad. I mean, hey, you still got help. You got this not knowing nothing about what's going on this side of the phone. You know what I mean? Like, you just out there assuming this, that, whatever. Because, I mean, she's used to that because I have been that type of person. You know what I mean? It's daggers down right now. But I have been that type of person where it was like, man, that's nothing. I was able to do that type of shit, and it wouldn't even affect me, which is what I got used to. But this is what I mean. It's showing me where she's at, I think, at some point, at this point right now. It's like, that's really how you get at me about the situation, and then when I sit up here, it's like, well, fuck it then. I just ain't going to ask you for money no more, you know, since you just so down now, and just shit's just so bad for you, like really playing it down to me. But it's like, it's funny, you know how many times I've heard that when you said you're not going to ask me for no money, then when shit happens or shit comes around or whatever, then you're going to ask, then you turn around and ask me. Kids. You know, and then try to, and I hate when people throw their kids and shit that ain't got nothing to do with me. I got a baby, I got rent, I got things I got to do. I mean, I understand that, but that baby ain't got that, you know what I mean? None of that has anything to do with me, technically.
Mm-hmm.
None of it. You know what I mean? I can't.
Not even technically,
but,
no, that don't got shit to do with you.
Like, I'm sorry. I mean, and the cold part is, it's one of those situations where it's like, at this point for her, it's like, you should realize that if I was able to do it, it would have been done. I'm just that type of person. And if it's not done, then you should realize that there's a reason that it's not being done.
Well,
And on top of that, I don't have to do it. That's enough that I don't even have to do it, you know? So it's like, what the fuck? But you're coming at me like... So this is the point I'm at, where it's like, because now, since the situation, like I said, this is a couple of days ago, and ain't nobody said nothing to nobody about nothing or whatever. So now, this, like I said, I'm at that turning point right now where I could be like, you know, fuck this whole situation. Walk this way, no contact, no nothing, whatever, really just step away from the situation or wait and see when the contact comes or hit her up eventually, like, you know what I mean? Or do I be the caring person or just, you know, I'm at that point right here with this one.
Well, I mean, oh no,
You're a classic enabler, though.
Oh, I'm an enabler.
You don't have no reason to be doing what you're doing, but by you doing it, she gonna keep on doing that. I mean, you know. You know that. You're the one who told me about that. I used to do it, remember?
That's true.
But see, but you know me, my nigga. You know that. You know how hard it is for me to be. It's just not the type of person to just turn my back completely on somebody that's, like I said, you was around during that time too. So, I mean, you know that get down. You know what I mean? But
I know all about it.
And then you want to know the cold part, you know, about the whole situation, which also got me thinking, because on the other hand, she's so playing me, because, you know, with all the shit going on over here and everything, she keeps, as much as I keep talking about all the bad shit I'm got going on over here, she keeps trying to press the issue, well, like, just come out here to Vegas, you know, just come out here, you could stay with me and get a job out here, just stay here till you can find a job, and I'm just wondering, like, is she really trying to, like, does she really care about me getting back on my feet, or is she just trying to let me fall back into that trap of paying
that's
for everything
right, yep.
on top of her being with somebody else's kid. Like, is this that's
yep.
somebody else's
don't
kid.
Don't do it. Don't fall
you know what
into
mean?
It.
Like,
don't you fall into it. I mean, queen, am I wrong?
Not at all. No, see, not at all. But, see, and I can feel it from Dagger's point of view because I've also, like, earlier this week I was going through some shit like that also. You feel me? But it's like you gotta draw the line somewhere. If the line has to be drawn somewhere, and if a person keeps showing you who they really are, believe them. Like, it's you feel me? And because I can feel where Dagger's coming from, because I'm the type of person too. I give it till it's my last, and I really, you feel me? Because to me, it's like, okay, well, I'm gonna get it from somewhere anyway. At the end of the day, it's not a problem. I'm finna get out here and I'm finna get it. So you come to me and you like, oh, I need this or I need that. I'm gonna do it. But then it's like, if a person can, and especially after years, a person keeps showing you who they are, and you keep on falling into that trap, and it's like, then why you finna keep on going? You feel me? Like, I literally had my ex hung up in my face, and I was talking to him on a business tip. And I was like, well, this is what it is, and this is what it's about. And then he's like, well, I didn't know it was this, and I didn't know it was that. And no. And I'm like, okay, well, first off, why are you hollering at me? Like, you need to calm that shit the fuck down. Like, why are you yelling at me? Like, I'm talking to you about business, and you're yelling at me. Like, you need to knock that off. And he's like, well, what the fuck? And no, you know what? Fuck it. And hangs up in my face. And usually I'd be like, oh, well, what the hell? Like, you know, I'm trying to talk to you, and I'll call that nigga back. Oh, I'm trying to talk to you, and you ain't listening to me. Nope. We've drawn the line in the sand, so I'm not crossing it no more. You wanna be disrespectful to me? Like, and all I do is help you? And you wanna be rude, and you wanna just throw me out there like I ain't shit? Well, then I'm gonna show you that I ain't shit. I'm not gonna go there no more. Like, that's what I'm saying. So it's like you gotta do it at some point. At some point,
yeah,
it has to be like it's over.
You gotta break the chain. I mean, come on, man. If I ask you every day for a dollar and you give me a dollar every day, why are you complaining about it?
I'm not, but that's what I'm saying. But see, me, I'm not complaining. This is one of those things.
I know you.
That's the other cold part. You know what I mean? Because I'm not complaining. This is what's going on in my head. Because I'm only bringing it to the table because, you know, we needed something to talk about on the show. So, like, fuck it.
And I know how you are, especially with that one. So I understand. But at the same time, yeah, don't let nobody misuse you, bro.
Another quick side note, whether you know, Kip, you know about the crazy one, right? You know, the one. And then
the one who
know,
got your name misspelled. Hold on. Everybody on the panel, how you get a tattoo of a nigga and misspell his name?
Man, it has been done.
It's only two letters in your name.
I don't even know. Like, how do you spell it? They got their vowels wrong.
Oh, man.
But let me not make it like I'm special or nothing. I'm not special because I be going through shit too.
I was just thinking about that the other day.
Level.
You don't have to determine it.
No, but everybody goes through shit. But I don't think everybody. I'm not gonna dare say everybody don't nobody go through this shit like I do. But the shit.
I mean, it's not
the
exactly
that,
the same.
It's just the shit that I allow to happen because honestly, that's what it is. Because my fuse is so like with people because I just when people just do dumb shit when bitches do dumb shit when shit dumb shit just goes on in front of me. I just sit back and look at it sometimes, and I just watch it. Like, look at this shit going on right here. You know what I mean? If I'm in an argument with somebody and everything like that, and then depending on how I feel, I know the type of person that I can be. I can fuck with you, and you won't even know I'm fucking with you, or you'll think I'm fucking with you. But then,
all day.
But then you know what I mean? But you won't know that I'm really fucking with you, but technically I am. But you don't know that. But you're mad at me anyway. And you're getting, you know what I mean? Like. It's, I can do that if I'm in that mode. I don't be trying to be that mode, but sometimes I do just to see.
Oh my mama,
how far,
I'm going through it right now.
Just to see how far some people are willing to go, because I mean it's amazing the places people go. It's amazing the places that anger takes people, the things that come out of people's mouths, the things that they say, the actions that they take. Like,
oh my god, that's real talk though.
It's amazing anger, true anger, and true anger comes. From actually people that actually like really like you, maybe even love you or whatever. I'm talking about
but
that true, that true anger, like that.
If they don't give a fuck, they
anger,
don't
like,
let it go. Like,
I'm going to jail tonight type anger. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Look,
like,
I don't even want to put
right
it out there.
I don't find out.
I don't even want to put it out there.
Let me tell you about this type of anger right here, man. That type of anger done got my big screen, flat screen HD TV kicked in, nigga. This type of anger done got my laptop screen kicked in. This type of anger done got me
I put
my hands on somebody that I didn't. This type of anger done got a girl jumping on the hood of my car, kicking in my windshield. Like, this type of anger.
And a 2x4.
You're pissing females off, huh?
This
like,
type
of
anger.
I mean, I've done some crazy shit in my life. Don't get me broken.
This type of anger done got my car stolen from me. This type of anger done got knives pulled on me, done got me sliced a couple of times.
Hey, that's
bitten,
that bomb.
Hit.
That's
okay.
That bomb. Damn.
Like,
okay.
That anger, you feel me, guys?
This type of anger is no joke. Now, all these times at any given right, and it's just amazing to me myself, because at any given right, any of these type of times, I was in my full right, flapped and shit. This is what I mean the difference between me and other people, because if I put Kip, my brother Kip, right here on the phone right now, if I put my brother Kip, I know exactly which situations I could be like, this nigga would have slapped the shit out of that bitch. This nigga would have slapped. And he don't even hit women. I'm not even trying to downplay my nigga like that. You know what I mean? It ain't even that type of party. But what I'm saying is, if you put him in my situation, he will slap a bitch. I just know him. I just know. And it's not even, but it's what I'm saying is it's like those. It's one of those situations where it's like with me, when girls know that I'm not gonna hit them, when they know, because I've said it all the time, and I'm always gonna say that. It's like I've never been the type to hit a bitch. But those bitches that just need to get hit or just deserve to get hit, and it's just crazy sometimes, man. I'm not the type to be that person, but man, some bitches just need to get the shit slapped the fuck out of their ass sometimes.
On real stuff, and I'll even go there because we've already discussed this over here on Bang Out Radio. The first time I ever was hit, the first time I was ever hit by my dude, like, it really, we had to go there. Like, no, we was fading. Like, I was really slapping the shit out this nigga. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like,
but that's the scary part.
I was too through because I was like, oh, you out here, you fucking this bitch and you fucking that bitch. Like, I done all the crazy stuff that I needed to do. Like, I did all that other stuff, but now I need to put my hands on you.
Because you see me, Queen, you know me. Like I said, could you imagine me full-fledged, full-swing, closed fist, putting my fist in the bitch eye socket? Like,
nah, not really.
Come on. That ain't even
I think that bitch
like,
on the next block.
Ooh, like, come on. And then my natural reaction is if she's still standing off of one or falling or stumbling backwards, I'm coming with the left and knocking her back the other way. That's just my natural reaction. It's 1-2. Like, that's just what – but I can't – oh, my God. I mean – And this is what the crazy part is. Like, when all that crazy shit go on, like I said, when girls get angry, because like I said, girls get angry at me. Sometimes I press them buttons, sometimes I don't, but it goes down sometimes. But when girls get to that anger and that type of shit go down, there was one time, man, I got my hands on the girl, man, and I had my arms around the girl's neck, man, and was squeezing, and I was thinking, but she had just got a hold of her kid, right? Because you know it's funny. Like I said, I hate women that use their kids as an excuse and as shields. You know what I mean, bitch? Don't fuck up the car and then run over there and pick up your son when I got you in the headlock. Now you're talking about my son, this, that, woo woo or whatever. You wasn't worried about your son when you was kicking in my windshield, though, right? Come on,
exactly.
Like, damn.
For real, though. Like.
But then I saw it, though. You know, it was one of them points when I was choking her, and I was choking her. It felt good, and it was like, but I was like, ah. And I was like, no, I can't. I just stopped. Like, you know what? I was like, you just got, what am I doing? I'm like, oh, my God. Like, what am I doing? Like, I had to, Like, oh, you're so
because
close.
Because I can feel it from this point of view. That's the only reason why I can laugh, and I can be like, okay, because
that's the closest I got.
From this
Because the only thing, one thing I always promised myself is that I would never, ever, like, hit a girl. I would never hit a girl, but I would either push the shit out of her, like, push her really, really hard, like, really push her, like, or if it's that much, I would choke her.
Hey,
I would choke her till she passes out, unconscious, lay her on the ground, and then I would go about my business, because eventually she don't wake up. Eventually, and I'm just going to put it into the situation. That'll just be the easiest way to put it into the situation, in my opinion. Because, like I said, I used to be a lifeguard. I know how to put the sleeper on the hold on the bitch. Pass out, bitch. Go to sleep. And then, you know, calm all that shit down. You know, it'll be funny. Y'all know the little sleeper hold. And she'll be up there. She'll be up there trying to grab at you. She'll be trying to grab your head, tap like, and it just, But let go. When she pass out, when the lights go out, let go. I don't want nobody out there killing bitches. Don't kill them. Don't kill them. Like I said, nobody wants a murder charge. She already going to wake up. Ain't no telling she going to wake up maybe a minute to 3 minutes later. You know, just don't be in the area when she wake up. She's going to be mad.
Don't be in the area.
She's going to be a little groggy.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, you better get the fuck out of the area. Okay.
Oh, my God.
You better not be in arms.
Would you rather get choked out? But honestly though, would you rather get choked out or would you rather get knocked out? Which is
well, old girl on World Star Hip Hop, she wanted to get knocked out. I said, don't touch me.
Yeah, she wanted to get knocked out too. But I done been in a couple of fist fights with some guys, and they ain't really got no hits. You feel me? Like, straight up. So it just depends. Like, I really get. I don't want to get choked out because that's more scary. Like, I'm really scared.
Yeah, I think I might
just
really
me the fuck out.
Yeah,
I'm really getting knocked
like,
the fuck out. Finding your ass back.
Hit me.
You feel me?
Like,
and getting choked the fuck out because I'm going to beat your ass. You feel
y'all
me?
Y'all crazy.
I agree with MIA on that note. Yes, I might really just wake up and really be on some
don't
crazy
touch me unless you fucking. You feel me? That's when you can choke me.
No,
other than that, then don't touch me.
You're not going to win this fight
by
choking me out. Like, all right, all right.
It's good we ended on a funny note, y'all, man. Zay the Truth, man, we about to get up out of here, man. Any shout out you want to give, let people know where they can find you at, Twitters, whatever, Facebook, let them know real quick.
Yeah, y'all can find me on Facebook at Zay the Truth. And anywhere, Google Zay the Truth, you're going to see it there. Well.
Yes, sir. There it is, man. Hey, man, Zay the Truth, man, you slap a bitch if you got to, man, or you let it ride?
Man, yeah, I do what I have to.
Leave it at that, man. Do what he gotta do. Wanda Don, man. Let people know they can holler out. I mean, shout out you wanna give real quick, man, all that good shit.
Man, shout out to you Camp and the few people that support me. You can find me on Twitter, JUAN_DA_GOD and WandaGod765 on Facebook. Holler back.
Yes, sir. Wanda Don, man, do you keep it stepping, man, or do you try to make it work?
Man, I keep it moving. And I ain't going to hit no bitch, but I slap him and choke him.
Slap him and choke him. Okay, no closed fist, but open, but open palm is okay. Now, front hand or back hand?
It don't
matter.
Okay. Wanda Dawn, man. Yeah, check that man out. Make sure y'all show y'all support, all right? MIA, let them know they can find you out, all that good shit.
I don't know. You can catch me on Bang Out Radio. You can find me anywhere at Mia So Real. Check out my Reverb Nation, Instagram, Mia So Real, Facebook, everywhere. Like, hit me up. Like, for real.
All right, and yeah, MIA said, man, we fight, man. Don't choke me out, man. At least give me
a
chance.
Man, I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to get with you. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to be hurting, you feel me? But your ass going to be hurting, too. Best believe that.
All right. Oh, man, Young Kid, man. Thanks for hanging out, man, chilling, relaxing, man. It's been a while, bro. Like I said, good to talk to you, man. I know you always going to give it to me straight.
You know I'm going to tell you the truth, man. And you know, as always, I'm from the ism land. I'm with knocking at all. You did it, bitch. Oh, why'd you do it? You shouldn't have did it.
No hesitation, man. Like I said, this man right here is cold, cold, man. But any shout-out you want to give real quick, man? I mean, if you want people to holler at you at, I don't know if you got any links you want people to get at you at or whatever, man. What's up? Anything?
Yeah, man, you can find me on Facebook and any other social setting under Kip or Kip underscore S-T-E-R. You know what I'm saying? And shout-out to all the easy, you know what I mean? All the homies, happy faux day, belated and whatnot. All the punk bitches, fuck you. I pooed it.
Of course, Queen, go ahead, man. You sound like you want to get real quick. Anything going on real quick?
Okay, first off, South, I go Erica because Erica been texting me this whole show and was telling me that she was trying to get in. I'm sorry, E-Money.
No, I did. Erica. Let me call it in, too, because I did try to bring you in at the end, but I heard so much noise as soon as I clicked it in, I cut it right back, and I just didn't want to, like, you know, have to yell. And I do apologize, but it sounded like whatever you had going on, it was cracking, so I didn't want to disturb. So
E-Money, I apologize for all of that because I know she had an issue, and she had been telling me since 3 o'clock she couldn't wait till 9 so she could just get her whole issue out.
But she was late.
I apologize.
But she was late.
I do.
She was
I
early.
Apologize.
But she was
yes.
early. I saw the number come in. Then she left. Then she
then
came
she
back towards
the
end. So I seen it. I did see it, though. But anyway, I'm sorry. Let me stop.
So we apologize over here on Bang Out Radio.
I don't know if I apologize yet.
Okay, well, then I apologize over here on Bang Out Radio because you sent me the text and you told me straight up, and I apologize because I didn't make sure that happened. So I will thoroughly apologize because also I didn't get my ish out either. But I'm gonna extend the whole conversation right now because you know what, I'm up and I'm not ready to go to sleep and I still gotta be at work and I'm gonna be up like a crackhead tonight. I think I just feel it because I've been drinking, y'all. So excuse the fuck out of me. But I want to know why niggas is not eating pussy. Now, if you guys want to find that out, y'all can hit me up on Twitter. I am on Twitter right now. Y'all can hit it up. That is Cali Queen B. That's Cali Queen B. Yes, Queen is with a W, y'all, but it's all one word. Cali Queen, QWEENVEE, on Twitter.com. Yes, you guys can find me there all the time. That's where I be at. Tumblr, I'm in the midst of doing that. Instagram is starting to come up and all that other stuff. So check in with me soon. That stuff will be coming up soon. But for right now, that's where I'm at. You guys can follow me also all the time on West Coast Wednesdays, every Wednesday from 9 to 11, co-hosting with my boy together. Queen V, y'all want to send me y'all music. Everybody on Twitter, you know what? And I've been meeting a lot of connects on Twitter. Y'all know what? If y'all are listening, because I don't ever know who's just listening. So if y'all are listening, I appreciate the fuck out of y'all. If y'all follow me on Twitter and y'all just listening and y'all been sending me y'all music, I appreciate the hell out of y'all. Y'all can keep on doing that. That is Queen V, V-E-E 1991 at gmail.com. We need the drops. We need all of that over here on Bang Out Radio. So, and that was another thing. First drop that Dagger played today, I was shocked because it got sent to my email, and I didn't even know it was even being done. So I appreciate the fuck out of that. Y'all out here, y'all just doing y'all thing, and I can appreciate that. So I'm going to stop rambling, and y'all, I promise, give me 2 more seconds so y'all can send me y'all music. Again, that is Queen B, V-E-E 1991 at gmail.com.
Y'all can find me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook right now. / Coley Baby BBY. Yeah, y'all talk to me. I'll talk to them.
All right. Oh, shit. The dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, man. Crazy night, crazy night. Like I said, you never, never, ever know where this fucking show is going to go. So, man, shouts out to, like I said, Dagger's newest beauty of the week this week, Deshae. Make sure you check her out on, you know, I got her on my Facebook. Make sure you go back, play back the show. Make sure you check her out on Twitter. You know, whatever she got going on, show your support over there. Everybody that called in, one to God, say the truth. My nigga, my bro checked in tonight, man. Crazy. In my head, as always. You know, shout out to my co-host, Queen V. Did I miss you? I leave IKEA with the brand new shit this morning. Not this morning. Wow, I'm way off. At the beginning of the show. And, yeah, it's just been one of them wild nights. But, like I said, I don't know. I don't know. A lot of crazy shit going on. But, again, and what I'm always going to say is no matter what you going through, if you are happy or you're in a happy situation or you do have happiness or have found it, like I said, hold on to that shit, y'all, because there's so much bullshit going on. There's so much disloyalty. There's so much lack of trust. There's just so much shit that's just not working out in the world right now. Whether you see it or not, whether you believe it, you know, that's on you. I see it. I lived it, you know. Regretfully, I've been a part of it. But a lot of times it's just funny. I promise y'all this. A lot of shit I just go through sometimes just so I got shit to talk about on this show. And it's just funny because you also got to think about life. It's one of those situations, especially when you're like in the situation that I'm in. It's like you can be bored and just not do nothing, not fuck with anybody. Like I said, I'm really thinking about going into my caveman mode. Like I said, just, you know, switch phone numbers, you know, disappear. Nobody know nothing. Like, and then just come out during the radio show that motherfuckers really not know what's going on with me. But then nobody's had nothing to say. But then I'll be bored than a motherfucker. But but at the same time, like I said, it's just interesting. It's just interesting to see life. And when you see how people operate, when you let people operate, when you let people say the things that they want to say, when people just when you observe, because like I said, I'm not a talker. This is the most talking that I do is on these shows because, like I said, in person, I'm not that much of a talker. I sit back, I listen, I observe, I watch. And it's just amazing the shit that the way people think, how they carry themselves, the things that come out their mouth, what they think is cool, where their priorities are, how their values are, what's important, what's not. And shit, and if you actually pay attention, a lot of this shit is fucked up. And it's just getting more fucked up by the day. But that's just me, y'all. But like I said, we're going to get up out of here tonight. Thanks for hanging out tonight. Every West Coast Wednesday is Home Nights. Dagger, Queen V, 9 to 11, Adult Matters and Adult Topics. Fuck You Fridays every Friday, 6 to 8. I'm going to have a true Fuck You Fridays, even if I'm just going to have to lay shit out, I guess, or at least make sure y'all call in. If y'all want to call in and get some shit off y'all chest, I'll let y'all do it. I'm sorry, because that's what it's for. It's not just for me. But a lot of times I'll be there, and I'll be the only one there, and it's like, fuck, I'm going to have to start talking shit. But it's like, I want y'all to do it. So call in Friday, 6 to 8, all right? It only works because it's a live show. You got to do it during the live show on Fridays. That's the only thing about that. You can't just come back and listen. You got to be there live. So if you in other states or wherever like that, try to get your time, set an alarm, whatever. All right, let's make it happen. Slap Sundays every Sunday, 7 to 9, playing the top slappers from the top independent artists from around the world. Triple M Show on Mondays, Mo Music Mondays, where it's just all music, no talk, all right? Just the opposite of Fuck You Fridays, all right? So Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, the number one place for the top independent artists around the world. Make sure you spread the word, talk about it, get your shit to me. If you need to holler at me about anything, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. We'll see y'all on Friday.
The first time I fell for your beautiful eyes. The first time for the first time.